Oh my God, get a look at this place. Who let us in the front door?
Hachi Machi, the army of garbage invades Town Hall in New York City.
Gang, we're going to be there this week, Thursday, May 9th at 7 o'clock for a little stand-up comedy. And then we're going to play a little AYG with the crowd in one of the most iconic, most beautiful theaters in the city.
Ooh-wee, don't steal, not no smoking, no public urination. All tickets available at areyougarbage.com.
See you there.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Are You Garbage? The show where you find out if your favorite comedians are classy individuals or absolute trash. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Hey, everybody out there, and welcome back to everybody's favorite podcast. This is Are You Garbage?
Oh, yeah.
It's that little show we sit down with your favorite comedians, and we find out if they're good to be classy.
Yeah.
Or if they're just a big old piece of trash.
Trash, trash, trash.
I'm your host, H. Foley, coming at you on a beautiful day. We're out back here at Tootie's in the new edition. She's up in Canada doing a little fly fishing.
Okay.
A couple of the boys from Halliburton took her up there.
Very nice. I
think one of the execs from Boeing, too, so
okay.
We'll see if she makes it back. All right, my co-host is coming at you from right next to me. He is the CEO of Are You Garbage.
Swing and a miss.
I'm trying to go political.
I saw, yeah, it took me a minute, but I got there, yeah.
He's the CEO of Are You Garbage. He is an international businessman. I think I just spit in his coffee. Give it up for KJ, Kevin J. Bryan, everybody.
God damn it. What's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in. You for sure did, if you admitted it. Luke, let's see if we can get that in super slow-mo.
That's right there. I guess.
Thanks for tuning in. As always, please make sure you rate, view, subscribe on iTunes. Full video available on YouTube. As you know, those numbers are...
True to roof.
Cooking.
Cooking.
And obviously, the greatest website of all time, www.patreon.com/areyougarbage. Go over there and get all that content, baby.
Mm-hmm. How about a nice shout-out to our producer extraordinaire, the Magic Man. Makes us all look good. Works the ones, the twos, the threes, and the fours, the fives, the six, the sevens, the eights. Give it up for T-Bone McScruffins, Toby McMullen, everybody.
What up, boys?
Hey, buddy.
What up, T-Bone?
I'm excited. We got one of my favorite people in the city
got
in here,
the kid
dude.
In town.
I love this guy. Hilarious, great guy, and gives you faith that people from Massachusetts can be nice.
Hell of a dresser, too. I'll tell you. Gang, the long hair ain't lying, because we couldn't be more excited to have our incredibly, and I mean incredibly special guest back with us again today. We got a lot of catching up to do. He's one of the stars over there in the Barstool universe. Hot young kid on the scene. Everybody
Piece
loves
ass.
Him. You can hear him every week on his amazing podcast, Son of a Boy Dad, with Mr. Francis Ellis and our good pal, Roan.
Mm-hmm.
Give it up for a little sass, everybody.
Hey. Hello.
What's up, Harry?
How's it going?
How are you, bud?
Chilling, buddy.
Thank you for having me again.
As it's brought up, your outfit choices are...
How's dressing, finals going?
Yeah.
Dude, I'll be honest, nothing grinds my gears more than this.
I know.
Dude, because I
this
wear...
This wasn't a setup.
I wear clothes, and I'm like, yeah, this is a good fit. And then everywhere I go, people are like, what the fuck are you wearing?
Just like you work at Modell's in the 90s, dude.
And trying out for Nirvana. But I like this. See, he's rocking the old school shit. He's doing the long tee under the regular tee.
Dude, I'll wear like a collared shirt on our podcast, and all the comments will be like, it looks like you're about to protest affordable housing. And I'm like, I thought this was like a nice outfit.
You do got protest face. Parents are all pissed off. It's good to see you, pal.
Yeah, man.
I want to get right into it. So the last time you were here, my friend, there was a lot of red flags. Now, you're a young guy,
yeah,
obviously, but there was a lot of things. The room situation was pretty bad.
Yes. Psychopath, I believe.
Mattress on the floor.
Yeah.
Nintendo 64.
Yeah.
All right. It was a dicey situation.
It was.
Has any of that improved?
Yeah. I mean, it's
really?
Improved. Well, so I got a bed frame.
Okay.
But I got a bed frame probably like a month ago.
All right, there we go.
I slept on the ground for probably a year since we last spoke.
Okay.
And then.
And how old are you? You're what? 24?
I'm 23 now.
23. Okay.
Yeah.
Young guy.
Young kid.
Yeah. And I got a bed frame. I got a rug.
Whoa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where did you buy these?
Amazon.
Amazon.
Amazon. Yeah. Everything.
So you took everything out of the room and you redid it basically. Same apartment, same
apartment,
room?
Yeah.
Same room.
Yeah.
When you say you got a bed frame, did you get just a metal frame?
Metal frame.
Just a straight metal frame.
Just a straight metal frame.
And you have a box spring.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have a box spring, you have a mattress, no duvet, I would assume.
No,
duster going around.
No.
So I can see under your bed.
You can see the wheels. Is it on wheels?
No, it's not on wheels.
You know those metal frames?
I think it is, and he doesn't realize it.
He might not put the wheels on, but...
Now that would suck if it was on wheels. What
they all are.
That was big back. No, but now they do sell them that are just the little stubby legs.
So you just had to clamp them together and that was it. No backboard.
No backboard. Okay. No.
Headboard. Headboard. Well, backboard.
I had a headboard before.
The All-Star game?
No, I got a mini hoop, dude. It's good.
The problem with those bed frames with a headboard is they take forever to set up. And you're setting it up where the room is the size of the bed frame.
Sure.
So it's a pain in the ass to set up. So this one, I looked up the easiest one to set up. Dude, it took me 1 minute.
Okay.
It just unfolds and then it's done.
All right. That's a great piece of furniture.
Yeah, it is.
But you're the only person I know that has shopped that way.
Oh, yeah.
What's the easiest bed frame? You've Googled what's the easiest bed frame.
Dude, because if you set up those ones they take forever and then your back starts hurting. You're like, your hamstrings start getting sore.
What are you, 82?
Dude, when you're in that position, just on the hard floor, just screwing shit in.
Sure. Your knees start hurting.
Yeah.
I mean, you're 23 years old. What the fuck? That's crazy. This is the time to do it.
And do you have a selection of tools at the house?
No, he's got a bunch of good gushers and stuff.
No, I have a hammer.
You have a hammer?
And I just use like whatever they send to set it up.
The Allen wrench. Allen keys.
He's smashing a can of beans.
It is funny. I have a knife too. And I was talking to my friends about this the other day. I have like a L.L. Bean like wooden handle pocket knife.
Okay.
That I was like pumped. I thought when I got it, I was going to be like filleting trout on a river with it. And I've only used it just to open up boxes. That's the only thing.
But you feel official when you open up boxes with it. I got the same thing.
When you get to a certain age, you use your keys for that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Love using my keys. I got one that has been sharpened from using it on boxes for so long.
Really?
Oh, this thing's a throat slitter. It'll open you up, dude. It's like a shank.
Sounds like you got a lot going on over there at the apartment.
A busy weekend. I'm opening other people's packages.
Nah, Foley, 2F. I got it for you. Okay, and what's the any upgrades in the kitchen area? In the cook? Are you cooking at home? Because I think last time you weren't cooking.
You are solo, right? It's your own place.
Yeah, solo.
You rent it or you own it?
I rent it.
Okay.
Now I wish the
own
cooking.
It.
I wish. Yeah, no. That
guy
would
a shirt like that.
He does well. What are you talking about?
I
bet he's got a nice little
nest
egg tucked away. Probably into crypto and Litecoin and all that stuff.
I wish. I actually just invested for the first time.
Okay, that's very.
Like
into
a week
what?
Ago.
An eighth of weed.
Oh, yeah. I split a quarter with my buddy.
But we're going to flip that this weekend.
You figure you save on the grams alone.
I bought a couple. Couple apes. What are those things called? You know what I'm talking about. What are the
what an NFT?
No, I'm kidding. That was the joke I was getting at.
I was like, man. I don't know.
Bored ape, dude.
Yeah.
Also, I got pretty jealous. I'm like, are they back? I might have to I might have to get in an ape game.
Jokes like that don't work when you don't remember what it's called, and then you have to ask. You gotta ask what it's called. No, I put money into Fidelity Go.
What's that?
It's the future.
You hear that out there, man, kids?
That's what the salesman told you. It's like the future.
No, it's like some. It's just like
sounds
a Fidelity.
Like a WNBA.
Yeah, it's like
WNBA team.
It's like what are they called? The Vanguard account? I think it's similar to that.
All right, cool.
Yeah, it invests money for you.
But it's Fidelity.
Ooh.
And did you do that on your own, or did your parents line you up with that?
My sister told me to do it.
Yeah.
And then I did a personal one where I put some money in Tesla.
Nice.
Okay.
What are we talking
about? And
they
laid off 400 people the next day.
That's good. Lower expenses.
This kid's the kiss of death. Fucking spaceship blows up on a launch pad.
The thing is, I like to have all my money.
Sure.
I'm a liquid guy. I like to all be liquid.
I respect that. And then, I like to, it's my money and I need it now. Where is it?
And then people are like, you got to invest. And it's like, well, the Bruins are playing tonight. How about I put all of it on that instead?
Make some quick game.
You're 23. You'll go broke and make money again. That's how it happens.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody loses two games in a row. This will be all right. Can I ask you what the number was on those investments? What'd you drop?
Good amount of money.
Good amount of money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I respect that.
A lot of my
money. He's doing good. He's got a good job over at Barstool. You do well on the road. You're a bit of a draw.
The Barstool money is not a lot of money, but the road money is good.
Yeah,
the road
nice.
Money is decent. It depends, though. I mean, you guys know.
So in the thousands we're talking.
Oh, yeah,
You put $300
in
there.
I didn't put $300 in there.
Okay.
My dad told me to put 80% of my money in.
That's crazy.
And I was like, yeah, I'm not
that sounds
my
like
dad.
He's working for
that's rich guy talk.
That's fucking nuts, dude.
Not in the Fidelity Go, not Tesla.
Okay,
but
in the Fidelity Go.
Yeah, but I was like, I'm not. That's crazy. I'm not doing that. 80% of my money?
I got
dude, that's like
that.
$4,000 or $5,000.
Yeah. And we give you shit, but dude, us, I mean, I know I could speak personally. Me at your age, I mean, that wouldn't even be a thought in my mind.
I got a savings account. I feel pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the problem is I got all my money in a fucking in a Rockland Trust, zero interest savings account.
What's a Rockland Trust? Is the name of your bank?
It's a local Massachusetts bank, and all of my money.
Get that out of there.
Yeah.
How do you go to, you can't go to a branch, can you?
No, there's nowhere to go. When I signed my lease for this apartment, I had to get like a cashier's check, and Rockland Trust was like, we don't do cashier's checks. So it was like, dude, signing my lease was the most chaotic.
Man, that is a true, and I'm the same way up at the lease. The lease for here.
Yeah.
It's like, when paperwork is needed and all the I's have to be dotted, T's have to be crossed, and everybody's got to be on the, I'm not that guy to be like, oh, here's all the
right. No, I don't have any.
I'm the guy who show up and they're like, oh, you don't have your social security card. Yeah. You don't have this. Yeah. You need this sign. I got nothing.
Did you get your taxes done? You get your taxes squared away?
No. My tax situation is actually the worst one. It's I don't have an extension and I still haven't paid. So I'm fucked for that. But that was a whole nother problem where I was using my parents' accountant and
this is making me feel so much better because like you're investing at 23. I was like, I was paying my rent in cash at 23, and now we're right back at it.
He lost in both worlds, baby.
All the money, all of my money is about to be gone. But, dude, I was using my parents' accountant.
Good thing you got the rug.
Yeah, I was using my parents' accountant, and I've used him for like 3 years in a row. And I was like, eventually this year, I was like, where did you guys find this guy? Because I don't think he knows. I think he knows how to do like a W-2. I don't think he knows how to do like the 1099s and all that shit.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and then. My parents were like, oh, it's our old neighbor's friend. And I'm like, so that's who's been handling my finances.
Some
it's
guy
my,
you're sharing fondue with?
Yeah, exactly. But I sent him all my 1099s, so I thought. And
he's using them as coasters and stuff. Dude, he doesn't know what to do. What account doesn't know how to handle a 1099?
Yeah, dude, he didn't have 13 of my 1099s. And he sent me back. He filed and he sent me it back. And my gross income was 50% lower than what it actually was.
Hey, and, good news, bad news.
Dude, which is part, it was partially my fault for not knowing that he didn't have all the 1099s. But at the same time, I did 23 weekends last year.
23 states, that's 23 1099s.
23 states, 56 flights that I wrote off.
Sure.
And he had 9 1099s. Did he think I flew 7 times to get to one destination every single time?
This guy loves Delta.
Yeah. Oh, wow, you had 7 layovers to get to Philadelphia. That's crazy.
He wants you to pay him in miles.
Well, that's one way to find out that your accountant plays ball.
Yeah, no kidding.
Exactly. It's also true.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, this all looks good.
That's what someone just said that to me the other day. They were like, dude, he was probably like on your side. He's probably like, yeah, fucking write off 56 flights.
Yeah, for half the income. That's awesome. Jesus.
Because I got all the information back and it was like, Massachusetts owes you money. And
that's
I was
never
like,
good.
That's not possible.
No. That's only good when you have a square job. When you're getting one W-2 if you work in like an advertising agency.
You're now the Attorney General of New Hampshire?
Yeah. Yeah, so that's a whole, that's a mess in itself.
That's okay.
Okay. Well, you're growing up.
You're
for
investing.
Sure.
You'll get the tax thing straightened out, I'm sure. Pay a little penalty, whatever.
Yeah.
Keep moving forward. You got the rug. You got the bed.
Got the rug.
Yeah.
I like how we're listing that in,
the rug
in annual achievements.
You'll be surprised. The rug actually really tied the place together.
Yeah.
Yeah, the rug was game changer.
That's one of those things when you're living like a broke dirtbag and you don't realize, you're like, I don't need a rug. And then you get a rug and you're like, ooh, I needed a rug.
Is it under the bed or is it in the living room?
It's in the living room.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And what else is in the living room?
So I got a rug, couch, I got a little ottoman,
okay.
And then I got a desk and a chair.
All right.
Any
and
other
a lamp.
Any other upgrades you want to make to the apartment at the given moment?
You got the big TV in the bedroom,
you got
right?
Big TV in the bedroom.
Big
to be honest, only upgrade I've ever thought about recently is a bigger TV.
In the bedroom or in the living room?
Living room.
Okay.
I want my whole wall to be TV.
Because don't you have a 70-inch in your bedroom?
No,
I
don't have any TV in my bedroom. I, have
oh,
like
I
a,
thought you had one in your bedroom.
No, I got like a 50-inch in my living room, and I got like a 24-inch that I play video games on also in my living room.
Really?
Yeah.
How's that add up? I don't like that.
What do you mean?
Go big. Yeah, that's like a couple $100.
So I'm going to upgrade the big one. I want to get a 70-inch.
Okay.
Yeah.
You write that off.
Yeah.
For gaming purposes.
I'm sure,
I know an accountant that'll play ball. Yeah. Jesus.
All right, not bad. And are you a little bit more domesticated these days, or are you still ordering out?
No, I'm ordering out still.
Ordering out.
Yeah,
what's
I'm trying
the go-to
to go
restaurant?
Delis, for the most part.
Do you have a proper deli that you like?
West 4th West 4th Street Deli.
Okay.
But I had to stop because it's giving me diarrhea like you've never heard, never seen.
Dude, a New York City deli will get you.
Dude, the chicken.
You'll never see it coming.
The chicken cutlet. I was eating the chicken cutlet like most nights for
I
a while.
I love a chicken cutlet from a deli.
And then one day I had one bite and I was like, this one tastes weird. Mm-hmm. And then
diarrhea.
It was
diarrhea. Probably a day old. Yeah. It was from like Tuesday or something.
Yeah, hot stomach.
That's all right.
Yeah. Do you have anything on your walls? Pictures?
Yeah, I got some. I got a Patriots flag. I got a.
How is that affixed to the wall? Is it pushpins?
Bubble gum, if I had to guess.
It is. No, it's the sticky.
Blue tack.
Sure. Yeah. No.
The two sides are sticky.
Yeah.
That's pretty legit.
Those things.
That's not bad. And plus, you don't got to worry about the deposit. It won't take the paint off.
Yeah, that's true. I tried to use.
I got that going for me.
Yeah. I tried to use nails, but the wall, like, wooden. The walls are thick, dude. I got thick walls over there.
That's probably that old plaster. I got that shit too. You can't get nothing in there.
Yeah,
and you know the difference between like plaster and drywall, right?
Yeah.
You know, drywall, the nail will go right through and not hit anything.
Drywall, that's what one of the people just like sail their fists through when they get angry.
Yeah.
He knows what we're talking about.
I don't want my mom put her head through when the Patriots didn't cover. Yeah, I know that kind of stuff.
You ever put a hole through a wall?
Oh, yeah.
What? Yeah?
Yeah.
I've never been that. I never have had that in me.
You know, when you were a kid,
it's called Rumpelman.
Dude, yeah. I was saying, I've double drop kicked a wall. Like, what are you talking about?
In a hotel room, I put my buddy's head, we were fighting, and we fell, and his head went through the wall, and we just lowered the picture that was behind us.
Sure.
Never caught us.
Yeah.
I threw my phone at a wall when I was really young, and that went straight through.
Like one of those Japanese houses.
Yeah.
Kid's got a goddamn arm on him.
It was surprising how easily it went through the
wall. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Nice. You know what's real good? If you live in a place and you put holes in the wall and you have drywall, if you take a sheet of paper and put it over there and just hit it with a little bit of paint, they'll never know.
It's true.
They'll never know.
Real dirtbag shit.
Yeah, you're
until
out
you
the
open
door.
The window and it fucking in.
You're long gone by then.
It sounds like when you're driving with the trash bag as a window.
Oh, man.
So many times.
So dangerous. Kip, let me tell them about Fume.
Fume.
Gang, breaking a bad habit can be like trying to climb Mount Everest in flip-flops.
Ooh.
It's difficult.
Ain't going to work.
When that craving hits, turn to Fume instead. Fume is an innovative, award-winning device. Instead of vapor, it uses flavored air. Mm. Instead of harmful chemicals, it uses awesome flavors.
Cool.
Do you like awesome flavors?
Who don't like awesome flavors?
Who don't like awesome flavors? Mm-hmm. Instead of electronics, it's all totally natural. You get the point. Instead of being bad for you, Fume is good, and it makes replacing that bad habit good.
Yeah.
And easy.
With Fume. Fume has been an OG with us. They're constantly sending us their new products, lines, refills, the whole nine yards.
And they constantly innovate.
They do. I was just pulling one on about 8 minutes ago over there in the office. Mm-hmm. It was there. I was a little fidgety. I was on
the
phone. I said, let me take the edge off.
Mm-hmm.
Comes with adjustable airflow dial, movable parts, magnets so you can fidget, release that nervous tick. You got that nervous energy because it builds up in you. You want to blow off.
Yeah.
Like a goddamn tea kettle. Start the year off right with a good habit by going to tryfume.com/garbage and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving our listeners 10% off when you use the code garbage to help make starting the good habit that much easier. That's tryfume.com/garbage. Code garbage. Do it.
Gang, this episode is brought to you by BetterHelp.
Mm-hmm.
When's the last time you really celebrated a win?
Taking L's over here.
Yeah, no kidding. Everybody is. Life's going so fast, it's important to take the time out to appreciate yourself. Therapy can help you not let those little moments pass you by. BetterHelp's online therapy helps empower you,
mm-hmm.
teaches you to set boundaries, and helps you learn positive coping skills. I need boundaries. With you.
With me.
Yeah.
No, it's very true. As you know, we've been on the road. We've been running around. We're very, very fast-paced, hectic couple, 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks here, months, whatever. And when we're doing these really cool big shows and big venues, I take what I've learned from talk therapy and go, be in the moment, realize this, appreciate this win, appreciate all these people coming out. You're on these stages, you're having fun, you're mixing up with the homies and the bozos. Taking those times really does makes you appreciate things, it makes you take inventory. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I love that BetterHelp is 100% online. It's so easy to plan sessions around your busy schedule. Do therapy from your couch, on the go, whatever works for you. Just take a quick quiz and BetterHelp will match you with a licensed therapist. Take a moment. Visit BetterHelp.com/garbage today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/garbage. Do it.
Do it.
Don't steal my do it.
Do it.
But your closet doors when you were a kid, were they Luon? Were they easily breakable?
Closet doors.
Like, did you have a sliding closet door in your room as a kid?
No. Oh, man.
Did you have an open one?
I guess I had an open one. Ooh, but it wasn't a walk-in. It was just a closet.
Okay.
I'm actually trying to even remember. I don't think I ever really used my closet growing up. But I also don't really use my closet now. It's more just throw a bunch of shit in there.
Okay.
Lock it up.
What are your clothes in?
I did buy two dressers.
Okay.
Plastic dressers.
Plastic? No.
What do you mean plastic?
Dude, that's not a dresser.
Those are tubs,
that's
bro.
That's containers.
Yeah, it's containers. I got two containers.
You
go.
Really?
Yeah.
What store did you buy them at?
Amazon.
Okay. Yeah, that's a container.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wanted to get my place like more in order because mice was a problem. So I didn't want anything on the floor anymore. So I just bought the fastest stuff to set up. Stuff that I'm not going to have to screw in.
Sure.
Those just come, you literally just lift them out of the box and they're set up already.
Your clothes are already in there.
These guys are good.
God damn, Bezos. Bag of rubbers in there.
Some gum.
Are they both in your bedroom?
One of them's in a closet, one of them's in the bedroom. They're both completely empty.
And how bad is this mice situation?
So my last apartment that I lived in, we had mice, like bad infestation. Like, the mice you would see, like, we could all be in here right now, be, like, music playing, they're just flying by your feet.
That,
not
dude,
scared
that's
at all.
That's a certain point of city living where you're like, these things are, I got company.
They don't care.
You're still getting frisky.
Yeah. So then I had a mouse a little less than a year ago. I came home from a weekend and there was a dead mouse just in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's
murdered.
It just like like fell over and died. So
dying of natural causes.
A bunch of little mouse cops are running around taping off the scene.
Yeah. Keep it moving. Nothing to see here, Saz.
So that fucked me
up. Are you a relative? It's real bad in here, kid.
Because I looked that up, and they were like, if a mouse dies of, like, old age in your house, it means you have a shit ton of mice.
How'd you know he was old, though?
He had a cane. And
it was Splinter from the Ninja Turtles.
I picture him with, like, a little beard.
Well,
a little cabbie hat on.
There was nothing in it that could have killed him. Like, there was no traps or anything, because I didn't think I had mice.
Okay.
And
I love how you don't think you have mice, and then they're dying of old age.
Yeah.
Man, what a turn.
So then that week, I saw another mouse.
This mouse had prostate cancer.
Yeah. And then I had an exterminator come, because I was like, I can't do this again. I can't have the fucking, like, sitting in bed and there's mice just flying around your floor.
Brutal.
It's dude, I woke up one time and I opened my eyes and there was a mouse like 2 feet away from me.
Ooh.
Just sitting on the ground. And I was like, I can't do this.
I don't, other than the disease factor and like the poop in like the cabinets, they're cute as buttons.
They don't bother you?
No, I would freak out, but it's not like a rat. Like a rat, I'm losing it.
I just
that scares the shit.
You have a
out
rat
of
in your apartment. You leave the apartment.
Yeah, they win, dude. Yeah. You're gone.
I wish a rat
lower the Patriots flag and leave like a gentleman.
Yeah, exactly. You do not, because I thought when I first the first time I ever had a mouse in New York, I thought it was a rat,
sure.
And then I looked it up and on Reddit they were like, it's not a rat. They were like, if you have a rat, you just leave. You don't ever go back.
You
to
know
the
you have a rat. There's no once you
the
see
poops
it. There's
are like that.
Yeah.
Oh dude,
yeah.
The tail on them is like an extension.
Oh dude, the tails are so gross. The tails
the
are
rat king?
Thicker than this wire.
Yeah. Do you ever hear the legend of the Rat King?
Theo Vaughn?
It's not a legend. It happens.
It happens.
It's a real thing.
The idea that it was like a one mega rat, but that's not the case. So the rats get all in like a small thing, and they start wheeling around each other, and their tails get knotted, and then there's like 15 or 20 of them, and then they all start moving as one coming at you. It's fucking wild.
Dude, if I like opened my closet and I saw the Rat King, I wouldn't just leave the apartment. I would kill myself immediately. Like, I don't think I would be able to live my life normally.
Knowingly that. That could happen.
Like, ever
I would
move
never
to
be able to open
apartment.
Another door.
No.
Yeah.
Imagine having to move to another.
Every door I open, I'm like,
hello, Kevin.
If a Rat King pulled up to my apartment, my cat would lock the door behind it. Like, Chaz
Palminteri.
Now you just can't leave.
Everyone says get a cat. Dude, I was thinking, because I don't want a cat. I want a cat, but I don't I don't think I'm responsible enough to take care of an animal right now.
They're pretty set it and forget it when it comes to animals. Dude, obviously, there's things, but it's like compared
to a
dog.
And not if you get it as a kitten. You got to
you gotta take care of it. Dude,
yeah.
There should be a rental service in New York.
They do that.
They do?
I know, like... Or
you get a hawk, dude.
You can get a hawk?
Have you seen those videos?
No. Whoa.
That's what you need. Yeah. Young kid like you, get a hawk. Start lighting that thing up.
Yo, I'm on stage next. Someone watch my hawk? Like one of those sheets?
Yeah, you never seen him where the guy drives up in a car and he's holding a hawk in his hand and there'll be like a pigeon. It'll be like, and the thing
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I've seen that video. That is crazy.
Yeah, get one of those, dude.
Yeah. Just in an apartment. Yeah.
No, or somebody, if like, I know a lot, especially in New York, a lot of comics obviously have mice problem because we don't live the best, you know, the best home lives. Yeah. But people will lend them their cats for like if someone's going away for a week, it's like, oh, just. I'll take your cat.
Instead of fuming the place.
Instead of fuming. Because then like the mice learn the smell of the cat and they'll
kill them. I never thought to do that. I thought I had like a great like Shark Tank idea. I didn't know that was already a thing.
I mean, yeah, I don't know if there's a rental.
Hello, sharks.
I got mice.
Yeah. Take all the cats that are like not adopted and just rent them out to people for a weekend.
Sure. Mercenary.
It's a great idea. Yeah. I would do that.
Show them a
every
piece of
weekend.
The good life and then right back to the shelter.
Like the Wagner group.
You did your job. Now you're going to be gassed.
So how did that play out with the exterminator?
Exterminator came in. This guy, he was passionate.
He lives there now.
Sure. Have you ever had an exterminator? Like, I've had exterminators where they come in and they kind of half-ass it. This guy... Dude, he
like killing things.
It was like 8 a.m. when he got there. I'm like I just woke up. I don't wake up at 8 a.m. So I woke up for this, and I'm just like sitting in my room. He's going around. He's filling all these holes with like this like plaster type thing. And then he's like showing me around after, and he's like, so this was the main source right here. This is where they're coming from. And I'm like, oh, really, you think? And he's like, do I think? I don't know. He's like,
blow smoke.
I don't get paid to think. Yeah. I get paid to know.
Buddy, the blood on my hands ain't human.
And you didn't see these holes?
I didn't see the holes, but they were big. Dude, there was a hole. He showed me a hole that went down like 2 feet down under the ground. And he patched them up. But so then a couple weeks ago, I thought I heard a mouse in my apartment. And, I've never not had a day in my apartment where I'm not thinking about the mice.
Yeah. That's the problem. That's what it is. Yeah. It's like when your house gets broken into. You're shook from then on out.
Wait if you get bed bugs. It never leaves you.
Bed bugs, have you got them?
I had them years ago when I lived in Queens, when I lived up here the first time. I threw out everything in my apartment.
Yeah.
Like, everything.
Bed bugs scare the shit out of me.
Brutal.
Because, we had a bed bug scare. At my last apartment, because I got this rash. I got this crazy rash. I bet I had it last time I was on this show, and I bet I didn't bring it up because it was still going on.
Well, dude, you're never coming back.
Where was the rash?
It lasted my whole body. It lasted for like 8 months. It's called pityriasis rosea.
Okay.
Not psoriasis. Everyone always goes, oh, it's psoriasis. No, it's not psoriasis. And dude, there's no cure. They don't know anything about it. They said there was an uptick in it from the vaccines. And I'm not like a vax. I'm not like one of those guys.
Gotcha.
Like, but that's what the nurse told me.
Huh.
And it just wouldn't go away. The only thing that would help.
What have you put on it?
I was just putting insane amounts of lotion on my body every single day and steroid cream. But then they were like, if you use too much of the steroid cream, then there's another rash that you're going to get from that.
It's the same thing with cortisone. It thins your blood or your skin or something like that.
But you know who? Shane had that. Shane had the same thing.
Okay.
He told me about it. He had it when he was like my age. And he said the only thing you can do, people go to like UV bed, like UV, like tanning beds to try and get it off. I went out, it was weird. I went out to Phoenix for a weekend and it went away.
There you go, because of the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah, the dry heat and the sun.
And then I came back to New York and it came back stronger than ever.
Got you at JFK.
Yeah.
boys, I'm fucked.
Yeah. That's what people did in the 1800s when they had like consumption or TB.
Yeah, they dry out in Miami or something.
Dude, it was like just these spots, like red dots all over my body. My back was insane.
Little Rasquatch.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yikes. Huh. Yeah. You get bed bugs, you just never not think about it.
Yeah, so we thought that was bed bugs, and then it turned out none of my other roommates had it, so I was like, I guess it's not. I would have probably rather that been bed bugs. At least there would have been a cure.
I know.
Yeah,
Your boy's looking at you. Yeah. Pityriasis all over you, whatever the fuck it is.
You're passing them all blunt. They're like, nah, I'm all right.
Okay.
Harry's
all right.
Got some new kind of ringworm.
I thought it was it was right around the time when monkeypox was popping off. And I used to do a joke about thinking I had monkeypox, One of those jokes that works once, and you're like,
I'm going to do this for the next 3 years.
Yeah.
This is a killer. And then it bombed every single time.
Been there. Yeah. Why? What is that?
I don't know, man, but
why?
It sucks.
Your brain will not give it up. I'll be telling it and be like, I know this don't work.
Dude, I did it at Stand Up New York. And I had people coming up to me after the show being like, that monkeypox joke is
that's
killer.
What it is to that thing. Yeah. That's going to be big.
Yeah, I had two more spots that night. It didn't work either of the shows. Sure. And I was like, those were just bad crowds. I'll get it. And then I did it for like a year straight, and it never worked again.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's neither here nor there, gang. We got, as you know, when you join up for Patreon, we will answer your garbage question on the air. It's the best way to do it. The Patreon gets the first crack at it.
We got the kid in here.
We got the kid, a little sass, gonna get his perspective on some stuff.
Still trash.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
Regardless of whatever medical ailments he has.
Doing good with the investment. Now, you can't touch that investment money, right? Is that locked up until you're 65?
I don't know.
No,
I really don't
that's
know.
That's a
401k.
That's a 401k. That's a retirement.
No, yeah. It seems like it's an IRA.
Okay, so can he get in there if he needs to?
No.
Really?
Okay, good to know. I wish I knew that before I put it all in. Yeah.
Man, your dad and that accountant's really playing the long game with
you. Glad I didn't put the 80% in there.
Yeah, no.
Put it in there. Ask to borrow $20.
Can't touch that until you're 87. What the fuck?
There's got to be a way to get around that, right?
There what is, but you get banged out.
There is penalties,
out.
Yeah. I think, I don't know. Like I said, I got nothing. I got a savings account that I feel that's all right. I never had one of those.
Yeah.
I never had money to put into it, so now I'm like, that's what I got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with that. All right. Let's see here. This one's from Gabriel. How garbage is it to keep catching your dad jerking off after you moved out? Ooh. So I guess he moved out. He keeps going home. He keeps catching his dad wailing on himself.
Jesus.
Which is...
I don't even know if that's garbage as much as it is just scary.
Disturbing.
I'd rather see the Rat King than that.
You know I can't get off if the door's locked.
Has what? Anybody here been pinched themselves?
Not...
Sass?
Like caught?
Yeah.
No, I had one time where... I still don't really know... But I was in high school.
He killed them right away.
I was in high school and I was watching porn, and it was like, you know, when you're in high school, you wake up like 30 minutes before you have to leave.
Sure.
And my dad, like that night, was like, your phone keeps connecting to my Bluetooth headphones.
Oh.
And I was like, well, the only thing I did on my phone this morning was watch porn.
Wait,
so,
you woke up? And you beat off before school.
Yes.
Okay.
And my dad.
Imagine having the phone before school.
Dude, that's I've never great. Done that. That's
yeah.
crazy.
Oh, yeah. You don't before wake up. You don't
school?
Jerk
You're
off in the morning.
You're going to school with a loaded gun. Jesus.
You don't
Christ.
Jerk. Do you jerk off at your jerk off at night guy?
He's a lunchtime.
Yeah. Midday.
Yeah. Usually, if I make a seamless order, I like to get it out of the way. Get all the dopamine drips going. I don't ever remember doing it before school.
That's crazy.
I for sure have.
That was like that's like the first thing I would do in the morning, especially when you're like 15.
Okay,
yeah, wake up as a rock,
dude. Your boner could fucking cut through wood.
Yeah.
I think I would do it before I went to bed at night.
Dick so hard it go through drywall.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's no phone.
Yeah, you bump into a wall in the morning when you're 15. You're going straight through.
I think I would do it at night. I think I would do it at night before I went to bed. And
I'm sure I would do it at night too.
And then he's probably setting an alarm for 4 a.m., waking up, knocking it out then, too.
He's got a little hound dog in him.
When I was in high school, I would jerk off like 4 times a day.
That's crazy.
Like, I'd be
That's
in class
much.
Being like the first thing I do when I get did. Home.
I had that feeling.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's tucked up in your waistband. You're like, wait till I get home. No one's home.
It used, to it used to course through your veins.
Yeah.
It was uncontrollable.
Like, dangerously horny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you're a danger to yourself.
I picture you like the Cheeto guy. I'm dangerously hard right now.
Yeah, that's your first special. Old Sad's dangerously
You got a headache.
Yeah.
The blood's just going everywhere.
Chester Creepo, dangerously hoarding.
All right, so, okay, so your dad, that's all he said. He said that to you in the morning.
It keeps, you keep connecting.
He said it to me that night when he got home from work, and then I was thinking about it, and I was like,
well, the only thing I played.
The only thing I did on my phone this morning was watch porn.
Damn.
So that was kind of just like a, It wasn't, but it was. I never got like the full on. Like,
that was a gentleman's agreement.
Yeah, I never.
Unless
got the
he
full,
was watching porn too.
Yeah, he might have been.
He's wailing just listening to it.
Have you guys ever gotten the full like door open?
No, I think I was always smarter than that. Yeah, like it'd never. Be like I knew my parents. I knew they were sleeping, or like I knew they were out. Like yeah. You know, I'm not. You know, I didn't get too crazy with it.
Yeah,
I've gotten danger close, and I've done it in some precarious situations as a young man.
Yeah,
where like the door was open or whatever.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, no, never busted by like my mom. What are you doing?
Yeah, that's a. I remember I read
I think
a story
I killed
about
myself.
That. Yeah,
I got busted cold.
You did?
Really?
Busted cold. Yeah.
Mom or dad?
Dad.
Ah, okay.
But it's bad. It's not okay.
No,
I was in. It was like middle school age. I got caught in my brother's room.
Ooh.
Which is like, that's a war crime.
Yeah. Hanging in the closet. I don't have a walk-in.
You're in there sniffing his boxers.
Dirtbag.
No, my dad had a crazy stash of old Playboys.
That's right.
Like, right, the vintage one.
And expansive. And I got caught, and they were in like an attic closet off my brother's room, and I got caught in his room. On a dresser that was in the middle of the room for some reason. So I was standing behind it, so I was blocked. And I
was a jerk pulpit.
Yeah, I was perusing, and he walked in. And he goes, "What are you doing?" Whatever, and I like, and he fucking yanked me out of there. I had a fucking raging.
Dude, give him a minute.
Yeah, that's worse on your dad. That's not your fault.
Yeah.
That's your dad's fault.
But my dad hit me with the shame cannon. He just goes, "What is that?" And I was like,
"Oh, you know what this is?"
That's
yeah.
what I said. I said, "It's a Woody."
Oh no!
Fucking awful, dude.
I would have turned that on him.
Toby's got a huge hog, too. His dad was probably pissed.
Yeah.
It's not my fault you're leaving this smut all around the
yeah,
house.
Yeah, yeah. I learned from
human.
You.
Yeah.
I love Bush.
That's
Farrah Fawcett.
Yeah, no, never been caught. Never. We would find, like, our friends' parents' porn and shit like that.
You never had any of that. It's all
remote.
You're 23.
Yeah, remote is a funny way to put it. But
a few years ago.
It's all digital.
Yeah, like it's fucking a Zoom call.
You're not brick and mortar in your porn anymore.
Have you ever seen a porno magazine?
Yeah.
23?
Yeah.
I mean, he's not from Mars.
I never saw one when I was young, though. I never had. Like, right. I saw one now as people being like, look at this. This is an old porno magazine. Shit like that.
You
never.
Up.
Yeah. There's a dude at Barstool, Glennie Balls. He has, like, a whole collection of them.
Okay.
Oh, no. It's a weird thing to me. I get it.
Yeah.
But it's like.
Well, it's weird to have them on your desk at work, too.
Sure.
That's where his are.
Working at an insurance company.
I kind of respect that a little more, actually.
Too.
Hey, if you're coming in my office, we're partying over here.
They used to have them in barbershops when I was a kid. And we used to go and get our haircut at this barbershop, Ron's. My mom would come with me, and there would just be a dude sitting across from her fucking looking at like a penthouse.
Really? He's got his tongue out looking at her.
And he was cutting kids in there.
Dude,
that
still
shit
get,
would not fly today.
I still get nervous with the Bluetooth. Cause like we travel together when we go on the road and we have a Bluetooth speaker that makes the rounds like that we'll use like before the show, after the show, at the meet and greets or whatever. And if I was hooked up to that day, I won't use it.
Dude, Soder.
You don't know volume.
Did you hear Soder's bit in his
special? No, you need volume. That's why I'm hardwired to headphones now, which is great.
What's Soder's bit?
Soder had a bit in a special where he was at his house during COVID with his fiance, and he was connected to the Bluetooth speaker, and she was in the shower with the Bluetooth speaker, and he didn't know, and then he didn't even notice.
Also, that's a tight time to fucking drink a shower.
Yeah,
sure. You gotta get hard.
Yeah, but he didn't even know that it was. He was like, "Why is the volume not working?" So he's turning it up on his phone.
That's brutal.
That's awesome.
I have the nightmare that I'm in a room next to Toby, and the Bluetooth picks up.
Oh, yeah.
Through the wall.
Yeah.
And it's just like whatever weird thing I'm into that week. Guy Fieri cooking videos. He keeps going at it.
The Hamburglar, what are you doing in here?
Kip, let's hit him with a little blue chew.
Hit him with that hard diesel.
I ain't talking about no footlong neither, I'll tell you.
Nah.
You bought it and you saw
I'm
it,
talking
ladies.
Cocktail weenies.
Gang, do yourself
but stiff. It gets
favor.
The job done.
If you're having a little trouble in the bedroom, I do from time to time. All right. Sometimes I can't get through the door. Who's ever in there? I don't know. Nothing on that?
I didn't get it. Right. I do it in the bathroom sometimes for real strong pees. You want to pee like a stallion? Pop a blue chew and hang out in the bathtub.
I tell you what,
you're going to need it.
You want to kill a spider the hard way. You'll never see it coming, baby.
She's going to be pissed you got it all over the floor, but hey.
Gang, we're talking blue chew. We're talking about the same ingredients in Cialis and Viagra sent right to your door in a discreet package. It gets you going a little bit, gets you in the mood, and when it hits, look out.
Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at bluechew.com. Chew it and do it.
Yeah.
We got a special deal for Are You Garbage listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo garbage at checkout. Just pay $5 for shipping. That's bluechew.com, promo code garbage to receive your first month free. Visit bluechew.com for more details, important safety information, and thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the show.
Yeah. Kim, let's talk about Sheath.
Shout out to Sheath. OG Sheath.
Gang, whether you got a Schwartz or a pocket knife, Sheath can help you out. It's the only underwear where you can separate your nuts from your wiener, and it keeps you cool, keeps you dry.
Yeah. It's the first time I ever wore nice, comfortable underwear. I've been wearing the discount stuff from the big box brands. Let me tell you, this stuff changed the way I walk. Mm-hmm. Changed the way I change my drawers, too, because you get about 4 or 5 days out of them things. I wear them all the time.
It'll be our little secret.
The little pouches keep your twig and berries warm in the winter and cool in the summer. It's the breathe they got going. That real nice texture and fabric is the word I was looking for there.
You pull them nuts off the wall, man. Whew, it feels great.
Well, if you don't know, I mean, we've said it before, but it's got a pack. It's got a little pouch for your balls, and then once you're in there, once the whole team's in there, there's another hole for your little twig.
Sure.
Or your magnifying glass, whatever you call
it. There's only like 4 or 5 guys in the world that can do that.
Listen, I'm still waiting to see one. I don't know. Here's the deal. Go to sheathunderwear.com. Use the promo code garbage to get 20% off your first order. That ain't nothing to shake a stick at.
It's all right.
Plus Sheath's underwear, 100% money back guarantee. That's sheathunderwear.com, promo code garbage. Get Sheath underwear. Support the show. Support your balls. Do it.
Yeah. We caught, we were sneaking out in the sneaking out days in like 8th and 9th grade, if we would like all stay at somebody's house.
Yeah.
And then sneak out and go to like, you know, the girl's house or whatever. We went to like go get one of the girls, and she was supposed to be in the basement, but her dad was down there, and we looked in and he was jerking off into his humidifier.
No way. Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Never went back.
Was he the BTK killer?
Yeah, that's nuts, dude. Was there a bunch of lockets of hair around? That's crazy. Yeah.
This guy's just down there misting jizz.
Yeah.
That's like diabolical.
Everybody, you're like, what the fuck?
He was jerking off.
It's sinister.
Into the back of the humidifier. I guess it would have been a dehumidifier at that point.
What the fuck?
Yeah, lights on. You know the window that's on the bottom of
the little like
that looks into the basement.
Peephole one, yeah.
Yeah, he was in there pulling it. There's a bunch of beer cans everywhere.
That's crazy. When I used to go down to the basement at my house and we had those windows, I would put pillows in the windows.
Yeah. Sure. We had a trash bag for a long time.
Really?
Yeah, it looked like we were up to no
Not
good.
Not for beating off purposes, just because you were scared.
No, just because I'd be down with my friends and shit and we'd be like drinking or something.
Sure.
And fucking my parents would pull up. Those windows are crazy.
Yeah.
Really, why do you need a bird's eye view of what's going on in the basement?
A security camera angle?
Yeah, those things are scary. I didn't like them. But they were good for sneaking in and out.
Yeah?
Yeah, they were great.
Yeah, we got, that was a good way to get beer or like a 3-foot bong in and out of the house.
Yeah,
you drop it over there. Oh, we're going to run down the basement real quick. Next thing you know, we got a fucking 30 pack in there.
Yeah, that's a smart idea.
Did you have a separate entrance to the house through the basement? Like, did you have one of those like tornado doors or whatever they're called?
Yeah,
we did, but
it was behind the house. So if someone was to come in through there, they're also loud as shit.
Yeah, those things. Yeah, there ain't no WD-40 on anything.
Yeah,
those things are functional.
And then they slam down when you close it.
Oh, good day.
Yeah. My parents would have to be in a deep sleep to not notice those things right outside their window.
Sure. All right, let's see here. This one's from Cole. $20 shareholder, never had one read. Shout out to you. Is it garbage if your grandmother illegally pirated and burned movies onto DVD discs and then gave us to him as birthday and Christmas presents?
I respect it.
Was she in the mob? That's crazy. Yeah. Who does that?
Me. Also, and it's not easy to do. Shout out to that grandma.
That's what I'm saying. That's insane. That's like a high level. I couldn't figure that out now.
What year are we talking here?
This would have had, when I was doing it, was high school. So like 2006, 2008.
And you were.
That was relatively the height of pirating, I feel.
Yeah.
Like 2008 to 2012 was like, I'm pirating.
I owe MGM Studios $100,000.
Yeah, I remember always there was always a weird fear about it though. Like you always thought, well, they, you were there was get that a thing where they,
people
trouble.
Were getting caught. Like every now and then, end users would get caught.
Yeah.
I remember like,
but not that was when they were selling them.
No. My boy Pat, his girlfriend got caught using LimeWire or whatever because she was on. They went to Drexel and she was on the school's internet. So the companies, the record company, like whoever, RCA or somebody was suing her for like $40,000.
Jesus.
And she was
Christ.
Like 18 because she had downloaded like 30 songs on the things and they were all illegal.
No
then
kidding.
Then the school was like, yeah, it's her.
They what were like, the fuck?
She ended up not having to pay it, but I remember I was just like, I remember it was one of those things where I'm like, that doesn't happen to anybody. They're like, it's happening to her. I was like, no, good luck with that. Like, who's got the beer bong? Like,
and what were you doing? Where were you getting where was the source material from the TV?
So you're either BitTorrent it or the better.
Torrents, that was big.
The better version was Netflix came in, and to compete with that, the local Hollywood Video down the block from my parents' crib would do like a Netflix style deal. You'd pay $10 for a month, you get 3 DVDs at a time.
Okay.
So I'd go in, rent 3 DVDs, walk home, rip them, burn them, come back, drop them off, get 3 more.
So you got to put them on the computer, then from the computer onto a disc?
I did that a couple times with CDs from the library. Cause you could our library.
How old
had,
are you?
23. I was young when I did that. I was probably like
what CDs
12.
Were you getting from the library? Though?
I don't know. They just had CDs, and I would go home, and if you just put them into your laptop, and as soon as it comes up, you can just take all the songs and just drag them onto your desktop.
Like music?
Yeah.
What would they have in there?
Just songs.
No, but what were you listening to?
I have no idea. Probably Kidz Bop. I don't know.
Kidz Bop. Deep. You probably don't know Kidz Bop.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. CDs were still around when I was a kid.
Huh.
Big time.
Big time. You
like
guys
the first streaming service was like Pandora Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I still bang with Pandora.
Yeah.
From time. And that's
crazy.
He uses Napster, dude.
You guys just sold out the Wilbur, and you're doing Pandora music?
I use Napster.
Here, I have. He genuinely does use Napster. It's crazy.
That's
He's
insane.
Like, yeah, you know when you use Napster? Like, what did you say?
My sister-in-law has an account, and I use it.
Here's my... the
Spotify is like $5 a month.
Sure, here's my thing. Well, I got Spotify, too. I'm not a derelict.
I don't understand it. When I put a song in Spotify, it just gives me a playlist. It doesn't bring the song up.
Yeah, you got to get the... Real Spotify.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you gotta upgrade.
Yeah. Extra $2.50 a month.
Talk to your accountant. You can write that off, I think. You're in the biz, dude.
Seth, send me the number for your guy, will you?
I just had this argument with somebody as well who sided with me. It's like, I've been curating the Pandora for like 14 years.
Yeah.
Those stations now are just like, they'll play the 500 songs that I like.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's like, I don't have to, there's no guessing anymore. You know what I mean? It's a set it and forget it type model.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
You know,
stick to what you know.
Yeah, it's just like, it is what it is. Like, if I'm putting on like a fucking, if we're in the car, like Billy Joel or classic rock or something, it's like, yeah, that can just run and there's no.
Yeah. They do have an option on Spotify, though, where you can just go, you can click on a song and then just go to radio from that song.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. It gives me a bunch, I'm like weird. It gives me a bunch of songs I don't know and or don't want.
Sass, what were your cartoons as a kid? I'm just realizing you're almost the same. You're 2 years older than, or a year older than one of my cousins who just graduated college.
Yeah.
Graduated college? I guess 22.
Yeah. Did you go to college?
No.
You didn't?
I went for 6 months.
Okay.
And I dropped out.
Yeah, nice. Then he played Minecraft, started tweeting. Here he is today.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
All right. Okay.
Cartoons?
As a kid. You were a Harry Potter kid, I assume.
Not until I was a teenager.
Oh my God.
That makes sense.
I was on some mushrooms and I was really laughing in a hotel somewhere we were at, thinking about Hagrid coming to you and going, "You're a Sasquatch, Harry." I was losing my mind.
And I mean reading the books, not the movies.
Oh no, I never read the books.
You never read the books?
No. Dude, I read probably 5 books up until like I was 20.
Respect.
Yeah. All the right. Outsiders and Huckleberry Finn.
Still had you reading Outsiders?
Oh yeah, seventh
That's
grade.
Crazy.
Yeah,
S. E. Hinton.
Yeah, man. It's a great book.
Rumblefish too. That's a good one.
Yeah. Cartoons. I probably watched. I mean, I watched like SpongeBob, all that shit. I used to watch Tom and Jerry. We had that on disc.
Okay.
And I would watch that all the time.
I respect it.
On disc? What kind of disc?
Like a CD.
Okay.
Or a DVD.
You burned it.
Yeah. Got it yeah. I bought it from Toby.
Hey, man, 2 for $10.
Yeah.
All right, because what was popular when you were a kid? Like SpongeBob was big.
SpongeBob was big. I mean, I would just watch Disney Channel and Nickelodeon. But I also
the Disney shows.
Yeah, I have two younger sisters, so I would watch whatever they would watch, and I would pretend not to enjoy it, but we would watch the show H2O.
Okay.
Mermaid show. Hot ass mermaids in it.
I used to love iCarly. I thought it was genuinely funny genuinely done well. That Jerry Trainer was all right, man.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Killed me.
Dave Schneider. Woo! Funny guy.
Isn't it Dan Schneider?
Dan Schneider.
I didn't know about all that. I just thought it was a good program. And what were your toys? What did you play
toys.
With as kids?
I had a lot of
anal beads, bubble gloves.
I had a lot of little military guys, army guys.
So G.I. Joe?
No, nothing like that. Like, literally just, like, the plastic mini dudes. No and I would kidding. Just, like, set them up around the house.
Man, you're a
Sometimes
weird kid.
It sounds like you grew up in the 1920s.
I know, it's strange.
I think that's a pretty common toy.
Yeah, but if I asked you what your toys were, nobody would, that wouldn't be, like, I mean.
I think that's like, the only thing I can think of. I played outside a lot. I was never a big, like, sit down with toys.
But you're a fisherman as well, right?
Yeah, but that wasn't, like, I fished a little bit growing up. I fish more now.
Were you into the Star Wars prequels as a kid? Like, did you like the Phantom Menace and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
That was your era.
I was super big into Star Wars.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Mm. I remember when one of the prequels came out, and I went to see it with my dad.
Attack of the Clones.
Maybe.
Revenge of the Sith.
It might have been Revenge of the Sith.
Okay.
And I remember my dad just covering my eyes every, like, 30 seconds, because it was, like, super violent, I guess.
Huh.
And I was really young.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Hmm. But yeah, big. I like Star Wars. I'm a big Star Wars guy.
Okay.
Still.
Yeah, I love Star Wars.
Playing with army guys.
I'm not one of those fucking freaks who's watching like the cartoon shows, though.
Not one of those big 50-year-old freaks you read about.
I don't know why you gotta be. I don't know why you gotta be rude, mouse boy.
I like the movies. I never got into like the Clone Wars and all that.
I'm not
stuff.
One of those fucking Star Wars freaks with tiny dicks and weird balls.
What? Who you been talking to?
With a red sack. I'm not one of those guys.
I love them. They just came out with.
I was gonna say I love a red sack.
What's the Yoda show? The baby Yoda show.
Mandalorian. That's tight. If you're an old soul, you'll
people
like
love that.
That's like a 50s, bounty hunter.
Yeah,
show.
People really like that show. I
yeah,
know that.
It's a good show. And the cartoons are great, man.
Yeah, used to always have them on Cartoon Network. It would be like the Clone Wars. And
sure.
I could never get into it.
Well, it's packaged now very nicely over there on Disney Plus. I love all that shit. You got
like
me
a,
on
sounded
that.
Like a plug. Oh, they're the great people at Disney Plus.
On Pandora Live.
I'm probably paying $20 a month for it, though. It's a good app.
Man, you eviscerated me.
I didn't mean to. I didn't know.
Losers
I didn't know you were a big Star Wars.
You just got bodied by a guy with an unidentified rash.
And multiple.
An uncurable rash. Hope that rash comes back.
Oh, it's going to come back. Strong, too.
Okay. Oh, man. This one's just funny. $10 share. Is it garbage for your parents to argue about you while you're still in the room?
Ooh,
that's a tough one.
Been there.
Been there a lot.
You know he's an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tried talking to him. Yeah. Fuck.
Man, I remember getting it one time. I was late for school, and my dad had to drop my mom off and me at school. And they were up front talking about me like I was nowhere.
Yeah.
Just like, and my dad was like, he's a fucking moron.
Oh.
And I was just in the back in like a little, like a jump seat. It was a pickup truck, and it had those seats that came down on the side.
Mm-hmm.
I was, like, smooshed in there with, like, my book bag and shit. and he was just murdering me.
Oh,
I was just back there crying like a pussy.
I don't know if I ever had it that bad.
Did your parents go at it a lot? Was it a...
My parents used to fight when I was younger. Not now. They don't fight at all anymore, really.
I know. It's crazy how that dies out.
It's probably just because kids leave the house.
Sure.
So much less stressful.
I think you also, yeah, you just like, you let go at some point.
Yeah.
I remember my mom and my stepdad talking at one point where she was like, I called you. And he's like, I didn't get it. She's like, I called you twice. He's like, I didn't get it. And then like that was just the end of the conversation. Yeah. I'm like, if that happened to two 25-year-olds, that would be the end of the relationship. Yeah. She's just like, I didn't get it. She went, all right. And they just like went about eating dinner and like never mentioned it again.
It's probably because he probably genuinely didn't get it.
Oh, no, he for sure didn't get it. Or even if he did, he's just like, I'm not fucking talking to her right now. And they were both just okay with that.
Yeah.
Which like imagine like, she's like, I texted you too. Nothing.
Things really do calm. If they make it, if you make it through that, things really do calm down once the kids get out of the house and things. Then you're in like the companionship.
Yeah, you're like a partner.
You're like
boys. Yeah, you're like, oh, we're doing this.
Yeah.
Because like, I mean, the financial stress of like, you know, I remember the financial stress of between my mom, my stepdad, my dad, and my stepmom, them four trying to figure out getting me through college and the amount of loans I'm taking versus who's paying for books versus like what I'm bringing to the table through work. Dude, it was fucking, everybody's guns were drawn and all pointed at me.
Yeah,
and I was pulling in like a 2.2 GPA.
Yeah.
That's all anybody thought about was money.
Well, it just makes everything
worse. In different ways.
Mine was always just, it was always school. Because I had such bad grades in high school.
Did your sisters do good in school?
My older sister she went to Northwestern. So
Wow.
She had like a fucking 4 or 5 GPA.
Man, how much older is she than you?
She's a year older than me.
A year. So you had that in your face.
You're in the wake
time.
Of her killing it.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, what are we talking? D's, F's, C's?
Dude, my mom sent me. Like a week ago, my mom sent me my report card.
Oh, we have to find our old report cards. This is a new bit. This is great.
Way to let it go.
She sent me. Let me find this.
A week
here,
ago.
You weird rash pussy.
She literally sent it to me.
I knew you could never read.
Yeah, she sent it to me and she goes, this is why I used to get mad at you. And it's F, D, C plus D, D, B plus C.
Jeez,
is this high school?
Bad.
And the B plus is in music tech.
There you go.
Which was literally just like, can you play the keyboard?
What was the F in?
The F was in beginning Spanish.
Respect.
Beginning Spanish.
No, but that was for Fabulous.
Dude, that was, I still have like dreams about
that's
being
just
in that
vocab.
Class.
Spanish was tough, and if you didn't, like I didn't have a good grasp of the English language.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're hitting me with verbs and adjectives. That's not the way you should approach it.
Dude, I was talking about this with one of my friends the other day, being in Spanish, and they're like, I'm like 14. And it was all it
hard
was,
as a rock.
Dude, you're 14, and it was all like, it wasn't just like sitting down doing papers. It was like, you have to have a conversation, like, all right, we're going to break up into groups, and you're going to have a conversation with someone. And it's like, okay, I'm breaking up into a group with two girls who I'm extremely attracted to.
Sure.
I can't talk to girls in English, and now I have to go full fluent Spanish and try and have a conversation with them, and I don't even know Spanish.
Keep saying I'm a tiny little girl.
Yeah.
Hey, te gusta grande piña?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Being in Spanish, my biggest problem was I just never did my homework. So it was like you'd get into class and the way we would do our homework in Spanish was we would go down rows and everyone have to read out loud a sentence and then translate it. And then it would get to me and I would have to read out a sentence and then they go translate it and I wouldn't know a single word in the sentence. So then they would make me walk over to the back of the room. They stopped the whole class. I'd have to walk to the back of the room, grab the dictionary, the Spanish dictionary, go through, find each word while the whole class watches you.
Fucking
and you go, all right, the... And then you get to the end and they're like, and that's why we do it. And then it just the next day, the exact same thing would happen.
How far did you get in math in high school?
Math.
Do you remember what your last class was? Was it trigonometry?
It was probably trigonometry.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe.
I don't remember that.
I don't really know.
That's
it was
pretty good.
Algebra 2.
Yeah, I think algebra 2.
You know what?
Two.
It was probably
what's
algebra
that? Calculus
two.
Is after that, right?
Calculus, that's crazy.
I don't know. I don't even remember what I took because I got...
Did you get the weird calculator?
I got the weird calculator.
What's that?
Yes.
What is
Texas
that calculus?
Instrument. Yeah,
the TI-83.
Yeah, the graphing, the parabolas and stuff like that.
See, I got bad grades freshman
sign,
year.
Sign, cosign, what's that?
Freshman year, I failed classes. And then the rest of my high school career, I did fine, but I was like trying hard.
Okay. Trigonometry.
You got to get your, because I had like a 1.3 GPA freshman year, and then I got it up to like a 2.8 at the end of the year. But like my senior year, I got like all A's and B's, and it still didn't get up to a 3.
Wild.
Yeah.
I did good my senior year too, but I was in something called
remedial class.
I was in something called social lab.
Dude, I was in chemistry in the community.
Chemistry in the community?
It was literally for, it was me and all retarded people.
Chemistry in the community.
Yeah. It was like everyone else was in chem and we were in chemistry in the community and we'd like walk around the town as
taking,
a class. Like
picking dandelions and shit.
Yeah, yeah. Being like, this is a frog.
Vibing with the town shop owners. Did you guys still do field trips when you were a kid? Or did that kind of gotten phased out? I don't know if they do that.
Yeah.
Anymore. Like, did you go for your Spanish class? Did you go to a Spanish restaurant?
We did. Nice. Yes. We took a bus to Boston and we went to a Spanish restaurant.
Was it Chi-Chi's or was it like a local spot?
It was a local spot. It was a fun day.
Do you remember Chi-Chi's or is that past your time?
That's got to be past my time. I don't remember that at all.
Mexican
spot. It was like
spot.
Mexican Applebee's.
They did fried ice cream.
That
blew
my
mind.
Yeah. No, we went to Tapas? We went to like a place like that.
Okay.
Tapas?
That's pretty classy.
I don't think I had tapas till I was... about 3 years ago.
Yeah, I haven't had them since.
Weren't big enough portions for me.
No, it was terrible.
Okay.
Huh.
All right.
All righty. That makes sense. All right, let's see. We can do a few more here. This one's just nuts. Tootie's Green Bean Casserole. Shout out to you. Are you garbagey if you ate tacos on white bread?
No.
No?
You're trashy, but it's good.
I was going to say absolutely.
How does that hold? That can't hold.
Not well. Soggy.
Yeah, it can.
That's got to
no,
be
it
crazy
cannot.
Soggy. I'm not saying it's not. It's probably better than you think.
Yeah, it's probably awesome.
Have you had it? So no.
I've had.
You just want tacos right now.
No, I've had Sloppy Joe's on white bread.
Yeah, I've had a hot dog on white bread.
Oh, I mean, come on.
That was literally one of the first questions of the show.
Yeah, you take you
get the end of a loaf of white bread, roll that up, roll a hot dog in there. Good night.
That's a hero right there. That thing's fantastic.
That's a goddamn hoogie.
If you have a fresh thing of white bread, okay, and you have the thing, and you put it in the middle, and you put the toppings on there, you can make that work.
No one's saying you can't make it work.
But you got to do it in 3 bites or less.
Yeah, you got to.
Of course,
you got to move quick.
You're getting after it.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure that makes sense. I guess even a piece of toast would probably be pretty good. You can sit there, take your time, a little bit of conversation.
I'll tell you this much.
It's like a tostada.
Any taco that's ever been prepared on a piece of white bread has unmelted shredded cheese on it.
Oh, absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I don't mind.
Which
I'm
starting
prefer
to,
that.
I'm starting
I like
to,
it. Yeah. I like an unmelted shredded cheese. Got good texture. I know what melted cheese tastes
on
like.
On a sandwich.
I'm past that.
It's not bad. Shredded cheese. I had a turkey sandwich from the deli not that long ago.
With shredded cheese?
Yeah, with shredded cheddar cheese on it.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I've always been a more of a home. I like tacos and steak. I prefer homemade by a mile.
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Oh,
were
what a theory.
Were you guys Ortega? Would you get the kit when your mom would make tacos?
Yeah.
You put them in the oven?
Yeah, that seasoning.
Yeah.
So good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Were you a taco salad kid?
No. God,
ooh,
no.
We loved that. That hit in the 90s at the perfect time.
Yeah.
I made a
taco soup.
That's good.
A couple weeks ago.
Not bad.
You did.
At the house?
At the house.
Just
interesting.
It's just Taco Bell in a bowl.
Pretty much. It's pretty much just wet chili. It's chili with 2 cups of water in it.
Sure.
They do lasagna soup now, which looks pretty good.
Really?
Yeah, it looks all right.
That honestly sounds
That just sounds like
terrible.
Someone didn't fully cook a lasagna. Yeah. It's like, it's lasagna soup today.
My
boys.
Algorithm is wild.
Oh, dude, I can imagine.
It's crazy.
It's just probably boobs and carbs.
You know what I've been getting a lot now? There's a trend going on where they take fruit. They'll take like a piece of pineapple.
They throw it right in the trash.
And I come so hard.
No, they'll candy coat it like a candied apple.
Uh-huh.
And then they'll bedazzle it with like some nerds and stuff. That's all over my search page. People trying that for the first time.
Wait, it's a candy apple with what?
It's like, so if you took a piece of like a pineapple ring and put it in a toothpick and put it
made it fatter.
And yeah, like put like a candy hard shell coating around it.
Oh. That sounds awesome.
You guys heard of this new chocolate salad?
Yeah. You take the lettuce, throw it out, and just eat chocolate.
Have you ever seen those fucking insane videos of the people who are, they're smelling a chocolate bar and just like hammering iceberg lettuce?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's like, dude, just get fat. It's not that serious. It's not that big of a deal. You are torturing yourself.
That's all right.
That's wild.
Because the smell makes is the most influence on taste.
Yeah.
So it's supposed to make the lettuce taste like chocolate.
No kidding. I have to give that a whirl.
I don't think it would. I doubt
I'm
it
smelling
works.
The lettuce and eating the chocolate bar. I'm doing pretty good. Just tricking myself.
We got to wrap it up. Holy shit.
Sass, what a fun one, baby.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
What do you got coming up? Let the folks out there know.
When does this come out?
It'll be out this week.
Oh, awesome. I'm going to be Sacramento, California at the Punchline this weekend. 5 shows, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Please come.
Sack down. Go check them out.
A lot of tickets are left. Pretty much all of the tickets are left.
Awesome. LittleSasquatchWebsite.com.
Son of a boy dad every week, twice a week.
Of course.
Wait, what was your website?
LittleSasquatchWebsite.com.
Little Sass website?
Just Google the guy. Crazy. Find him on Instagram and follow the link.
Why did you put website in there?
It was a little Sasquatch website was taken. Yeah. But I'm trying to make the transition into my real name eventually. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll I lost KevinRyan.com by like a day. It went. Someone must have been watching.
Yeah.
Or Kevin Ryan comedy. Someone must have been like looking at the expiration date, and it was like, "Hey, renew."
Yeah.
And I didn't because my credit card. It was like I canceled credit card or something. Man, I was like, I sat down 2 days later to do it, and someone has it, and they want like $1,500
for it. Oh, what a scumbag.
Like, buddy, I don't need a website. Yeah. I got Instagram.
I got Napster. What do you got for him, Kippy?
Guys, we're all over the road as well. If you're listening to this day comes out, we are at Town Hall. Scoop up those ticks if they're left. We fucking love you. Announcing more dates very soon.
Sass, we love you, buddy. Thanks for coming
in. Thank you for having
me.
Appreciate it.
And gang, we love you, and we'll see you next week.
Peace.
Peace.